Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Success living, being successful, determining the process of successful experience. How do you become successful? What are the success skills that are necessary to teach our children and to live by as adults and to manifest as parents? Well, that's my topic, success skills. We're going to do a little series on that. What are some of the basic success skills parents need to possess themselves and then teach their children how to acquire those same kind of skills and be successful? Successful people are successful because they possess success-based skills. That's the principle. We aren't successful because of circumstances. We aren't successful because of birthright. We aren't successful because of monetary gain or our financial status. We aren't successful by the fact that we live in a certain community or go to a certain school. We're successful because we have success-based skills that we've learned. And most of us learn them from our parents. Parents have a duty. Parents have an important responsibility to identify certain success skills and teach them to their children. Here's the first success skill that we need to acquire, we need to live by, we need to develop, and that's setting goals. Setting a goal and achieving that goal through a process, through steps, so that we then learn the ability to set new goals and achieve them, and then set another goal and achieve it, and then set another goal and achieve it. And life becomes a matter of goal setting and goal achievement and goal attainment. And when we do that, we live a life based on success, or that will generate success and result in success of individuals, we as individuals. So goal setting strategies are very important in this whole area of successful living. Here's the first step to it, by the way, of goal setting. You set goals that motivate you. They're important to you. They have value to you. They are part of your desire to live a certain kind of lifestyle and to achieve a certain level of attainment in life. Goals are many. Goals are endless. Goals are just millions and millions of them. The important one is, which is the goal that motivates you? Which goal is important to you? And that's the goal you focus. Somebody else focuses upon a different goal. Other people have their own goal. But you have a goal that, for some reason, it inspires you. It motivates you. It's a priority for you. It's a necessary commitment for you. It will shape your life. It will make meaning to your life. It will bring meaning to your life. That's what a goal is. It's something that we want to achieve, want to learn, we want to attain, we want to have, we want to have a particular skill. And because we will find meaning in that, and it will give value to the life that we live, not just now, but well into the future. As a child, you may want to develop the skill of learning to play the drums. As an adult, you may want to develop the skill of learning to play the piano. You may have a desire to develop a physical bodily strength. Goals are different. Goals are individualized, but they have to be something that motivates you to work towards them and achieve them and learn them and attain them. But they must create certain levels of meaning for you and value and importance. So a goal must motivate you to go for it, to work for it, to strive for it, to develop a strategy to achieve it and make your life focused upon it. Okay, that's a goal. Okay, number two is this. Goals that must be what we call SMART goals. Not just any goal is a goal. Not any goal will be attained. SMART goals are the ones that will be important and will be attained. You know, what is a SMART goal? Well, take a look at the letters. S-M-A-R. SMART means this. They have to be specific goals. That's S. Well-defined, very concise goals. Can't be vague, can't be very generalized, but they have to be very specific. To learn to play the drum. It might be to learn to play the snare drums. Whatever. But it has to be very specific. If you're going to work on a goal of bodily strength, then maybe the goal has to be very specific. I have to commit myself to walking a mile, 3 miles, 4 mile walk. Walk for 10 minutes, walk for 20 minutes, walk for a half hour. You know, whatever it is, it's got to be very specific. Secondly, the goal has to be measurable. So that's what a SMART goal means. It's measurable. S-M. M. M is measurable. Should have ways that you can evaluate how far you have come, how much you have progressed, how much you have acquired, how much you have learned, where you are in the process of acquiring that particular goal. At any given time, you should be able to say, I am at this point along in the process of achieving my goal. Maybe I'm 2% or 8%. Or maybe I've learned one drum instrument, now I'm going to move on to the second one, and so on. It also must be attainable. That's the A part of the SMART goal. Attainable means that you can achieve it. You know, it doesn't have to be something that demoralizes you if you try it because you're going to fail. No, it has to be a goal that you take on and you can attain it. It's reasonable. It's possible. It doesn't necessarily mean that every goal is easy. It's just that you have worked out a system by which you can achieve that particular goal. It's attainable. There's hope. There's promise. There's opportunity. And there's success along the way of attaining goals at different levels and different steps and different aspects of the overall goal. And then the goal must be relevant, obviously. That's the R. Goal must be relevant. You know, it can be relevant to you somehow, to your career, to what you want to look like in the future, to how you want to enjoy life or a hobby that you want to have in life, you know, throughout your life. That's where drums comes in. Learning to play the drums, that's something you can do the rest of your life as a hobby or as a piece of enjoyment, or that you can play in bands and you can play in small groups and so on, and have an enjoyable aspect of your life because you've learned an instrument, such as the drums. So it's relevant to you. And if you really want to have a physical body of strength, it's got to be relevant. You know, relevant to the fact that you have improved health, positive health, and that you have strength to get through the day. You have a job, you have a responsibility that requires you to have a certain amount of body strength. Well, it's a relevant goal. And then lastly, it has to be time bound. That is, your goal should have a deadline. It has some sense of urgency to it, some sense of a need to acquire it by a certain period of time. In other words, is this a goal you're going to shoot for and attain 20 years from now? Maybe it's a goal that you're going to attain 3 years from now or 1 year from now, but you're going to learn different aspects of it. And then you'll go on to live and learn more skill along the way and develop even further the particular skill that you have developed or the goal that you've achieved. So, okay, secondly, a goal must be SMART, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. Now, here's number three. If you're going to work on goals, put them in writing. Put them in writing. You know, it's much better, and you're more likely to achieve a goal if you write it out. Post it on the refrigerator. Post it on the wall. Post it on the door of your room. Post it on the dashboard of your car. Put it out in the garage somewhere where you come in and you can see it. And put your goal in writing and put it where you will read it and where you'll see it and you'll read it from time to time. Put it in a visible place. But I also would say this, that a goal is more likely to be achieved if you not only write it out, but that you tell somebody else your goal. Communicate this goal. Communicate it verbally and communicate it in written format so that you see it, you hear it, other people can see it, other people can hear it, other people can share in your joy as you achieve the goal and different aspects of the goal. So just make sure that your goal now is something that you will very definitely commit yourself to, and it will be a favorable experience, you know, for you. So make your action plan and make it good. All right, as I was saying then, that a goal should have an action plan with it. Should not only be written out and spoken to others, but should have an action plan. You set the process. You set down the steps to achieve that particular goal. And you write that out as well. You write down your steps of what you're going to do this month, then next month, then the following month. And you have these many goals along the way. But an action plan to achieve that goal is more likely to result in the achievement of that goal. Okay? Now, you can cancel out, you can alter it, you can modify it from time to time, but get it down in a written form as an action plan. The steps you're going to take towards the goal. You're going to learn a piano? Learn to play the piano? Well, then, there are certain action steps. There are certain things you do along the way. If you're going to develop your physical strength, there are certain steps and certain actions that you do along the way, and you achieve them in many steps along the way. That's number four. Here's number five. Stick with your plan. And stick with your goals. Stick with it. Have people ask you about it. Have people reinforce you. Have people discuss it with you. Have people make you accountable so that you stick with it and that you will achieve. It's a continuous process that you're involved in. You're always building one success upon another. Keep track and keep note of how you are making progress and gaining progress, and share that with people and let them ask you, that particular question. So stick with your plan. Make sure that this is something that you are going to work on and work with and achieve over a period of time, and you're not going to give up. You're going to continue and continue and continue on until that goal has been achieved to the level of satisfaction that you really feel is appropriate or that you desire. Now, that doesn't mean you have to play the drums as a perfectionist or as a first-class drummer. You don't have to be a physical body that is like first-class body. No, you don't. You don't have to play the piano in such a way that exceeds everybody else and is better than everybody else and you can do a Carnegie Hall concert. No. The level of achievement that is appropriate for you and necessary for you and desirable, then that's your goal. You achieve it to that level. Now, you may go beyond it and you may develop it even further over time, but bring the goal about as the level that you would like to see achieved and enjoy and let it become part of your life. Okay. Well, anyway, thanks for joining me on the podcast today. This is a series now that we're going to enter into as to the success skills in life. Success skills that are important to you as a parent. Success skills that are important to your children and to you as a teacher of your children, as a leader of your children, as an instructor of your children. Let them see goals can be achieved and goals can be attained, and they're very important. And they'll be important to them in their future. So I send you to my website, www.booksbyhedberg.com. Pick up the book, Dr. Teach Me to Parent. Good one there. Or the book, Kids Alive. You're going to help kids develop goals? There's a little book for you. Kids Alive, Running the Race of Life. I would encourage you to do that as well. Okay, bye for now.